ears, and you need to have your ears on because tonight the Timberwolves are starting to wind up the season. Only a couple of games left, and joining us this morning is Michael Grady, the Wolves play-by-play broadcaster for Bally Sports. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good to be on with you, too.
Man, are you a grilled cheese sandwich fanatic?
I am not. I'm not opposed. It's just not one of my faves.
Gotcha. Just checking.
Wrong answer, Michael.
This was the wrong day to have me on. When is pizza day? What is National Pizza Day?
It was last week. What was it? Earlier this week or last week? You missed it.
We got to time it out right. Carl Anthony Towns has been cleared, and he's set to return to the hardwood prior to the start of the postseason after like 16 games of being out. And last season, I know you know this, he was out for 4 months with that calf injury. Will his reintegration be as smooth as last season, Michael?
You know, last season he came back and he hit 2 game-winning free throws against Atlanta.
Right.
And that was after missing 50-plus games a season ago. So this time, you know, he missed 18 games.
Right.
And, you know, he's going to be back in the lineup and looking forward to seeing how he looks out there. So there's always a chance you could see some rust, but I would imagine that his reintegration after missing 18 games will be better than after missing 52, especially from a conditioning standpoint. So with the playoffs right around the corner, it could not be a better time for Karl Anthony Towns to be back in the mix.
Talk about the chemistry of the team right now, because I'm thinking it was almost a year ago to the day when I was sitting behind the bench when Rudy Gobert at least took a swing at Kyle Anderson, and then Jaden McDaniel broke his hand. What's the chemistry going to be like as Karl Anthony is reinserted into the team? What's that chemistry going to be like?
Well, last season, the team, they were fighting to get position in the play-in. And
right.
Because of the injury to Karl Anthony Towns, you know, they were just fighting to stay afloat the entire season. And basically redefine themselves over the course of the season. You know, they started off being a big team, and then now, okay, we're a little bit of a smaller team. We're trying to figure out Rudy Gobert. I think the fact that the Timberwolves have been battling for the number one seed in the Western Conference all season long is a testament to the chemistry on this ball club and the fact that they have learned from the ghosts of their past from a season ago. And so this has been from the coaching staff, from the players in the locker room, the vibes, the chemistry, the energy has been through the roof. But now you're getting to a point of the season where you're tested the most, and that's playoff time. And there's not a single easy matchup for any Western Conference team in the postseason. So they're going to be battle-tested, and that chemistry really for any team in the West will be put to the test, but especially with the Timberwolves.
Do you think they have the swagger, maybe even the finesse, to overcome the reps and still be successful in trying to knock off teams like Denver or even the Lakers, who still have a lot of fight in them?
That's the biggest challenge for me for the Timberwolves is not physically, it's not from a physical standpoint, it's not from a talent standpoint, it's from a mental standpoint.
All right.
Talent-wise, they can beat any team in the Western Conference, including the defending champion Denver Nuggets, who beat us in the last outing. We didn't have Karl Anthony Towns in that outing, and the season series was split at 2 games apiece. So talent-wise, I feel like the Timberwolves can play with Denver. They can, of course, play with the Lakers if that ends up being a first-round matchup. They can play with anybody. But mentally, it's tough to look at a LeBron in the eye and beat him 4 out of 7 times, or look at a Kevin Durant and beat him 4 out of 7 times. When you know what they have done in the game, what they mean to the game, they're still playing at an extremely high level. That's the challenge. That's the challenge. And Denver was able to do that a season ago when they beat LeBron and the Lakers. And so the Timberwolves are not only trying to do that, will not only try to do that, but it's also something that they collectively have never done together. You know, the Lakers, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis, they've won a championship together. If you face Denver, Jokic, Jamal Murray, that whole unit, they won a championship together last season. They won four rounds together. Kevin Durant has won NBA championships. This Timberwolves squad collectively have never been out of the first round together. So from a mental standpoint, from a mental hurdle standpoint, that's going to be fun to watch as they try to come together and really do something special that I know this fan base will be behind them on.
Everyone, we're talking with Michael Grady, the play-by-play broadcaster on Bally Sports for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So do you think in order to get through this, will the fact that I see Finch as being the defensive whisperer, is that enough to win a championship for the Wolves? Along with the mental capacity that you talked about?
Well, defense definitely wins championships, and that's one of the reasons that we've said for a long time that the Timberwolves are built for the playoffs. The Timberwolves have been the number one defense in the NBA the entire season, and all the defensive metrics move in their favor. So in the playoffs, where officials aren't calling as many fouls, they're kind of just letting you play out there.
Yeah.
And the Timberwolves have terrific perimeter defense, and they have arguably the defensive player of the year in Rudy Gobert. All those things work in their favor in trying to make a long postseason run.
Wow. So before we wind up, I'll say a couple of words and see how you respond. Coach of the year.
Chris Finch should certainly be in the conversation. I think a lot of people would agree that what Mark Daigneault has done in Oklahoma City has been truly special with that young group, one of the youngest teams in the NBA, and being able to lead them to one of the top seeds in the Western Conference really says a lot. But what Chris Finch has done should certainly put him in the conversation.
Your Indiana Pacers.
They're exciting again. They've been kind of not so exciting for a long time. And with Tyrese Haliburton and the addition of Pascal Siakam, you know, they have some relevance in terms of entertainment value. And we saw that in the in-season tournament when they got all the way to the end and lost to the Lakers. But really happy for that fan base there, the fact that they have a team that they can really get behind back in the playoffs.
From the corner pocket, is Naz Reid in the conversation for anything?
He's in the conversation for Sixth Man of the Year. And in my opinion, he should win Sixth Man of the Year. I think Malik Monk is an outstanding talent. And Malik Monk certainly made his case for Sixth Man of the Year when he single-handedly beat the Timberwolves earlier this season at Target Center. But what Naz has done throughout the year and the way that he impacts winning and his net rating really speaks for itself, and we broke this down on our last broadcast on Bally Sports. Naz is just a special player, and the love affair that this fan base has with him, he's going to get all the notoriety and all the buzz to give him a real legitimate shot at winning that award, and we all know that he wants it badly. He deserves it.
Before we have to go, Michael, set us up for the game tonight against the Hawks on our own court.
Yeah, looking forward to it. This is the, you know, the Hawks are a little bit beat up. They haven't been playing well. And if the Timberwolves, they have an outside shot at the one, the Nuggets really have two easy games to wrap up the regular season. So it's really a tough task to try to get the number one. But to secure the number two, they have to win tonight, and they have to win on Sunday against Phoenix. And Atlanta, the Timberwolves owe them something. They beat them earlier in the season, and now is an opportunity to get some payback and move one step closer to giving themselves an opportunity to have home court advantage through the first two rounds of the Western Conference playoffs.
All right. Mike, we don't do this often enough, but I'll look for you tonight, and thank you for stopping in this morning to share with us on your Minnesota Timberwolves. Thank you, sir.
Y'all have a great day. Thanks so much.
You too. Goodbye.
Good stuff. Up next, Beyonce is on the way, plus Jack Harlow.
89.9, wake up, workout, come on.